host, Shantavia, Georgia's sweetest peach. Let's start this Saturday off by giving all the honor, glory, and praise to God, because our theme song, Too Blessed, Too Stressed, is live on iHeartRadio. So yes, please, if you have not checked it out, please go check it out wherever you stream your music from. All right, let's get into it. Today's motivational song is Why Not Me by my fave, Tasha Page Lockhart. Check that out. And today's motivational scripture is Psalm 16:5, and it reads, You, Lord, are all I have, and you give me all I need. My future is in your hands. Amen. All right. So as I was writing my goals for April, I started to erase a few things. Why? Because I said in my head that that's too big. I know I'm not the only one. How many times have you wanted to do something, but you stopped before you started? Right. I know every single listener can relate. But why is that? Want to know? Because we are being led by the world instead of being led by the Spirit. The world will have you thinking you are not enough, not smart enough, or not strong enough to achieve your goal. However, in 2 Corinthians 12:9, say that God's grace is sufficient for us, for his power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. So when you're writing out your goals for this month and next month and forever, remember the God you serve. This is the same God that created heaven and earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh. Okay? So there is nothing our God cannot do. Remember, y'all, he is still in the business of making dreams come true. All right, so I remember as a kid, I wanted to be and do so many things. But as I got older and closer to having to take action, I gave up. Part of the reason was because at the time, it was very little representation of people like me doing what I dreamed to be. And if I'm being very honest and very transparent, I said because it was too hard. But as I got older and I looked over all that I have accomplished thus far, I can't help but to say, why not me? Which is our topic for today. So if you can right now, if you're driving, I want you to think, but if you're not, I want you to grab a pen and a paper, hopefully your journal from the Too Blessed, Too Stressed shop, which is the link below. If not, just any pen and paper. And I want you to think of three people that you admire, that motivates you, that you even look up to. Now, with those three people in mind, think of how your life would have been impacted if they didn't ask themselves, why not me? Crazy, right? All right. So as for me, the three that instantly came to my mind was Jesus Christ, my mom and dad, they're married, so they're one, and Kirk Franklin. Seriously, no cap. Hear me out. If Jesus Christ decided it was too hard for him to die on the cross for my sins, I would not be here because I have sinned over and over again. I admire his strength and his spirit. He lived his life caring for the poor, healing the sick. Like in Luke 17, of the healing of the leprosy, his love is endless, and he taught me I must forgive. Even as he died on a cross, y'all, Jesus forgave the people who killed him. That's why my daily prayer is that the Lord continue to make me less like man and more like Christ. Okay? Now, as for my beautiful mom, some know as Valerie, Tinky, or Booba, and my handsome dad, some know as Kevin or John, I know my life would not be as awesome as it is if they didn't adopt me. Point blank, period. I love my mommy for her courage. Everything she set out to do, she has done or is doing. And how caring she is. Majority of her life, she put other needs before hers. Just now, y'all, in her 60s, her mid-60s, she's finally putting herself first. And I love that for her. She has taught me so much. But the main thing is to not allow no one to use or abuse me. If I can give y'all some advice right now, if you're going to be used, then you might as well be used by God. Okay? Even though she stands 4'11", she always stand up for what is right. She never took sides. And even if I ask whose side, she would say, to this day, I stand on the truth. Growing up, me and my cousins did not want for anything. So now that I'm older, my prayer is that she wants for nothing. Among many other things, she taught me fashion. She always say, you look good, you do good. I live by that daily. Thanks to God, I never look like what I'm going through or have been through. So in conclusion, I'm forever grateful for my mom and that she said, why not me? I will be a great mother. And she is the best mother. My dad is the same. He taught me self-respect, self-love, self-value. I admire everything, but one of the most is how smart he is and his ability to fix everything. He is the reason that I have my I can spirit. Now, my third person, Kirk Franklin. Y'all, he is the reason I got into gospel. He is the king of urban gospel. He made a way for artists like me, GSP, Georgia's Sweetest Peach, Canton Jones, Young Chris, Corinne Hawthorne, and 1K Few. And that's just to name a few. Creating a genre titled Christian R&B. His first debut album was called Kirk Franklin and the Family. Y'all, I was definitely and is still part of the family. He released this in 1993. The first song on his body of work was called Why We Sing, which I spoke of and did a little remix in my last episode titled Who This For. So that's another reason, if you haven't checked it out, to go check it out. I was only 3 when this album dropped. This is why I call it my life's blueprint, just like his book. I know for a fact, if he decided to allow the adversity in his life, as far as feeling unloved, despite being adopted, coping with rejection and abandonment issues, stop him from saying, why not me? Why can't I be a 20-time Grammy Award winning artist? And did, then my relationship with God and love for the music will not be as strong. I admire that despite having no high school diploma, no college education, and no father, he still is in the Black Music Entertainment Walk of Fame by simply walking by faith. His resilience and ability to constant push boundaries of the gospel is what I admire the most, and hope to walk in the footsteps and open more doors and save more souls. So what's your three? I would love to hear. Please, please DM me. I promise, once you do this exercise, you will instantly feel empowered and motivated. His word says in Philippians 4:13, let's say it together. I can do all things, not some things, but all things through Christ who strengthens me. So ask yourself, why not me? There's a high demand for nurse practitioners. Why not you? There's a need for paralegals. Why not you? If you want to be a teacher or a substance abuse counselor, why not you? No matter how big or how small, if you want to open up a new business, why not you? There has to be a new president. Why not you? What if you want to go into law enforcement? Why not you? Someone has to win the award for best new breakout artist. Why not me? Someone has to perform at the BAFTA Awards, BET Awards, Golden Globes, Oscars, and even Grammys. Ask yourself, why not me? Even if it's a promotion or a position at your current job, it has to be filled. So why not you? As I mentioned last episode, Jesus used a bunch of imperfect people to share hope on an imperfect world. He didn't call the equipped. He equipped the called. Let me repeat that. He didn't call the equipped. He equipped the call. People like Peter, who denied Christ three times, the Samaritan woman who was divorced, Jeremiah, who was young, Naomi, who was a widow, and even David, who was a murderer, Martha, who worried about everything, and Jonah, who ran from God. Romans 8:28 say, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called to his purpose. So why not you? Y'all, listen, we all have the same power that conquered the grave. We are all worthy of fulfilling, I can't get it out, it's so serious, of a fulfilling purpose that will take us places we never imagined reaching. As long as we are obedient, it's a lot of listeners that are allowing their behavior to block their blessings. We must commit our work to the Lord, and our plan will be established. That's Proverbs 16:3. This scripture emphasizes the importance of dedicating your efforts and plans to God. If we just seek his guidance in our achievements, our paths become clearer and more purposeful. Now, when you decide, why not me? Remember, it's not going to always be easy, just like the three people you wrote down. You're going to face trials and tribulations. But just like Joshua 1:9 reads, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord God is with you wherever you go. Meaning God encouraged us to be brave and resolute in our endeavors. Knowing that God is with us should give us the courage to pursue our goals, face any obstacles, and say, why not me? Thank you, and God bless.